Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, a Monday morning. And today we'll get an update here from a lot of different city departments. We got Sunset Zoo up first, and then a little bit later on, a preview of Furniture Amnesty Day here in Manhattan. That's coming up on Friday. But we start again with the zoo, and Marketing and Development Officer Melissa Kirkwood joins us this morning. Melissa, how are you doing?
Good morning, Brandon. Great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a busy few days, hot.
Yeah, it's summer. It's definitely here.
A little bit cooler. I thought I saw something yesterday that it's not going to be as humid today, but it's still going to be pretty warm out there. And, you know, Sunset Zoo, I know, is probably hopping here in the summertime.
Yes, it's a very busy time for us. You know, people visit year round, but summer is a very busy time for us. And so, you know, whether it's, you know, 80 degrees or 100 degrees, we're here, and we're here for our guests and our animals, and we're happy to be here and do that. But so we're busy. We did some interesting things this past weekend, and we're extending it today. So we do enrichment for our animals all the time. And what is enrichment? Enrichment is a way to have animals explore and play and do things that enrich their development. So what we do is we usually have different treats or food or different toys, sometimes depending on the animal, placed in their exhibit area. And it's up to them to figure out how to get that treat or toy. And so we do that in a variety of different ways. In the summer, especially, a lot of frozen things, a lot of frozen water bottles or different things, you know, with the chimps, because they love to, one, explore, and two, trying to keep everybody cool, including our animals. So yesterday we celebrated Christmas in July with quite a few of our animals, and we posted a few things. The chimps had quite the heyday. It snowed in their exhibit with some paper, you know, confetti, different things. And then they had presents that they got to unwrap, and then it started to storm. So we are extending that today with a few of our animals, the cheetahs, I know, the hyenas. They may do some other things with chimps today, but it's just another way that we can really enhance the lives of our animals and have fun with, you know, with different things that we do with them with enrichment.
How do the animals typically respond to things like this, the more festive events?
Oh my gosh, they love it, for one, because there's treats involved, but two, they really like to explore. And we posted a video yesterday, and I'll probably repost it again today, but just seeing the chimps, they went wild. And there were guests here, so they'll interact a little bit with the guest to wonder what's going on, but they'll really interact with each other because they want to know what all everyone has. So it really did kind of look like Christmas morning. If you have experienced a Christmas morning with small kids, it was like everybody was everywhere. So they do interact quite a bit, and whether it's the chimps or other animals, you'll get a chance to see that as a visitor. And we always try to record that and then reshare it, even if you're not here at the zoo, so that you can see that interaction that we have with our animals. But we do encourage you. It's just another way to engage with the animals that we have here at the zoo.
I see the video now. I'm sharing it to the KMAN Facebook page, just in case people want to go check it. There's actually a couple videos there, it looks like. So we'll get those up there for our listeners if you want to take a look at those. Those are pretty cool. So that's a neat event. And, you know, Christmas in July is always a lot of fun to do. I know the Discovery Center did something similar here recently with their Hands on Harley exhibit. But it's great, and it's all really about education. And I understand you have a camp here that's still going on into mid-August.
Yes. So our daily summer camps, we have different class age groups, but Our camps are going really well, and you may have seen some pictures in the Mercury. They came out last week, and we're very fortunate, you know, that we have had a very safe summer. No scares of COVID or anything, but we have a pretty rigid protocol that we follow with the health department and with our procedures. Our camps are only about 2/3 full. And while the kids are indoors, they are required to wear masks. And when they're outdoors, they do not have to wear masks, but they are in small groups. And so it's really just been a really good summer for the kids. I think we have seen the success. What we have seen is not only the learning and the educational aspect of being here at the zoo, but just simply the learning and the aspect of having the kids be together. I think they will tell you they enjoy just being together because many of them didn't have that chance this past school year. And hopefully that helps kind of prepare for what's coming in this next coming, you know, in the fall. But we have a couple more weeks of camp. We will go until the second full, we'll go through the second full week of August. Our camps are pretty full, but sometimes we have, since we are a weekly enrollment, sometimes we have families that just enroll week to week, and sometimes we have an opening here or there in our different classrooms. And to enroll, if you want to check it out or see, you can check out our website at sunsetzoo.com, or you can just give us a call at 587-2737 and you can ask and see if there is an opening. We have camp levels anywhere from the age you have to have completed kindergarten, age 5, up until age 10. And then we have other volunteer programs for the older kids.
All right. That's good. And I'm curious, with the school year right around the corner, do you think field trips may be a thing that comes back this year?
I really do think field trips will probably be something, at least here at the zoo, because we are an outdoor facility. I think that we have had educators calling and asking if we are doing field trips. We will engage and do those programs. We'll probably ask about the size of the group just so that we are prepared. But, you know, we're following protocols that everyone else is following. And I do think field trips hopefully will be something that comes back. We've done some other programming, just for instance, additionally, like this weekend, it was a private program that we did, but we did it with the Girl Scouts. So the Girl Scout, we had a Girl Scout troop come in, and they were able to spend the night here at the zoo and experience and earn a badge and experience overnight here at the zoo. So it's just those kinds of things. As long as everyone is following their safety protocols, we hope that that comes back as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun, spending the night at the zoo. I imagine that they had a great time.
They did. And they got a chance to probably hear a lot of different things, but not to be alarmed. But the zoo is a different kind of, no pun intended, but a different animal at night than it is during the day, because some of our animals are just in nature a lot more active at night. So they had a chance to spend the night in a open area here at the zoo. It was monitored with one of our program officers here, and then they had a chance to also kind of do some fun things too. I think they cooked some s'mores in our fireplace at the pavilion. But you know, it's all about experience, and they did some educational opportunities about animals at night too.
Okay, well, wonderful. That sounds like a lot of fun. Again, we're speaking with Melissa Kirkwood here, Marketing and Development Officer at the Sunset Zoo. We're going to pause, take a break, and have more here in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.